From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian activists and the country's antiquities chief say Islamic State militants have blown up an ancient temple in Palmyra, one of the most historic sites in the Middle East. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the temple's destruction on Sunday. Last week, it said the militants publicly beheaded the former antiquities director for Palmyra, Khaled Assad. He had spent 50 years working to preserve the fragile history of the UN World Heritage Site at Palmyra. North and South Korean officials met through the night and continue emergency talks today as the rival neighbors work to avert war on the peninsula. The high-level meetings are taking place despite a deadline set by Pyongyang, which had threatened military action unless Seoul ended propaganda broadcast into the north and removed banks of loudspeakers it had installed along the border. And in Seoul, some people, such as Kim Yu-rim, are hoping the talks yield a peaceful relationship they can build on. Meanwhile, South Korea has been reporting unusual submarine and troop movement in the north. Nigeria's army chief has survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters in the volatile Borno state. The army says gunmen ambushed Lieutenant General Turkur Bertai's convoy in a village between the towns of Mafa and Dikwa over the weekend. On Sunday, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon began a two-day visit to Nigeria to talk about terrorism and other vital issues with President Muhammadu Buhari. This is VOA News. Thousands of migrants traveled by train, bus, and on foot through Macedonia and Serbia on their way to Hungary, but Hungarian authorities are building a razor wire fence to keep them from entering. The migrants, mostly Syrians, Iraqis, and Afghans, are fleeing conflicts in their homelands. They hope to get to Hungary because once they enter European Union territory, they will have easier access to the rest of the continent. Lebanon's prime minister promised Sunday to hold accountable those responsible for using excessive force against protesters and hinted at the possibility of a decision later this week to step down from his post following a second day of demonstrations against the government turning violent. The protest on Sunday in Beirut began peacefully, with thousands of people continuing to express their anger about trash that had piled up around the country and broader frustrations about the political system that has failed for more than a year to install a new president. Officials said Sunday's clashes injured 43 protesters and 30 police officers. Later today, French President François Hollande will bestow France's highest decoration, the Legion of Honor, on three Americans and a man for Britain who subdued a heavily armed gunman aboard a high-speed train on Friday. Americans Spencer Stone, Alex Carlatos, and Anthony Sadler described how they overpowered the assailant, Ayub El-Khazani. Both Stone and Scarlatos have military training, but Scarlatos, speaking at the U.S. Embassy in Paris on Sunday, said a survival instinct, not the training, drove their actions.
I feel our training mostly kicked in after this assailant was already subdued, frankly, when it came to medical care and things like that, and providing security, making sure there wasn't another shooter, but in the beginning it was mostly just gut instinct.
Those who subdued the gunman have been praised for averting what could have been a bloodbath on the train, which was carrying 554 people. French investigators continue to question the Moroccan-born Khazani, who is believed to have links to radical Islam and may have traveled to Syria. His lawyer told French television, "The assailant is shocked to be linked to terrorism." She says he claims to have found the weapons hidden away and hoped to use them to rob passengers. Turning now to the volatile Asian stock markets, which are down sharply today, continuing a global slide that saw U.S. markets drop 3% on Friday. Japan's Nikkei closed down 4.61% today and its lowest since earlier this year. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.